This morning, we're going to read about a story when the Lord teaches Peter and his disciples about forgiveness. And we will see that the Lord teaches us how often we should forgive. So before we read this story, let's think together for a moment about what it means to forgive. So just think to yourself in your head, what does it mean if you forgive someone? Think in your head, what does that mean? If you're going to forgive somebody, what are you going to do? One way to think about it is that you're not going to hold something against somebody that they did that wasn't very nice to you. You'll let it go, you'll send it back or send it away when you think about that person. So that's one way we can think about forgiveness. And let's keep that in mind as we read the first part from the Gospel of Matthew in chapter 18. We're going to read a couple of verses, and then I'm going to ask you a question. And here's the question. How often does the Lord want us to forgive? Are you ready to listen to the answer to that question? It says, "Then Peter, coming to him, said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Until seven times?" Jesus said to him, "I say not to thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven." So how often does the Lord say to forgive? 70 times 70, that is a certain number that means forever. Yes, and 70 times 7 is a very big number. It's 490. But you're right. That means forever, yes? Yes, yes. 70 times 7 means forever or every time. So the Lord wants us to forgive every time somebody sins against us. Now that we know how often the Lord wants us to forgive, the Lord then told his disciples a parable. And he told a parable about two people and how they acted differently when they had a chance to forgive. So what I would like you to listen for now is who those two people were and how they acted differently when they had a chance to forgive. So the Lord then explained to them that we should always forgive. And then he said this story or this parable. "Therefore, in the kingdom of the heavens is likened to a man, a king, who would take account with his servants. And when he had begun to take it, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. 10,000 talents today would be millions and millions of dollars. So a king had a servant who owed him 10,000 talents, or millions and millions of dollars. But the servant, not having anything to pay, his lord ordered him to be sold, to be given away to someone else to own him, and his wife and his children too, and all that he had, that the debt might be paid. Then the servant, falling down, worshipped him, saying, Lord, bear long with me, and I will pay thee all. And the Lord of that servant, being moved with compassion," meaning he felt very bad for him, "he released him and forgave him his debt. The king didn't hold the debt against him anymore. He let it go. He sent it away. He forgave it. Meaning he didn't think about the debt that the man owed him anymore, even though it was millions and millions of dollars. If we think about someone sinning against us as a debt and letting it go, do you think the king did what the Lord taught about forgiveness in this story?
No.
The king did. He let him go. He said, I forgive you your debt. You don't have to pay me anymore. I'm not going to think about that anymore when I see you. So see how the king forgave this very, very big debt. Now compare that to what the servant did when he had a chance to forgive. Then his fellow servant, falling at his feet, implored him. But that servant, going out, found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. Now 100 denarii compared to 10,000 talents is only like a few dollars compared to millions of dollars. So this servant who was just forgiven found someone who owed him just a few dollars. And taking hold of him, Listen to what he did. He choked him. It means he put his hands around his neck. And then he said, pay me what thou owe me. Then his fellow servant, falling at his feet, implored him, saying, bear long with me, and I will pay thee all. And he would not, but going away, cast him into a prison until he should pay what was owed. But his fellow servants, seeing what was done, sorrowed greatly, and coming, they gave their Lord to understand all things that were done. So the servants saw how the servant who is forgiven acted to someone who owed him a debt, and they told the king about it. And then his Lord, calling him, says to him, thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt, since thou didst implore me or asked me. Ought thou not also to have had mercy on thy fellow servant, even as I had mercy on thee? And his Lord, being angry, delivered him up to the tormentors until he should pay all that was owed to him. So also shall my heavenly Father do unto you, unless every one of you forgive his brother from your hearts their trespasses. So the last thing the Lord says in this story is that we should give from our hearts the trespasses that people commit against us. So I'd like to show you a couple of pictures that show the scenes happening in the parable that the Lord explained to Peter and the disciples. So first, take a look at this, because this is the first part of the story that the Lord told. Can you all see this in the picture? And think about what's happening in this picture that the Lord just talked about in the parable. Yeah, do you see that?
Yes.
Now, I have a few questions for you. Who do you think this is, the man standing up?
The king.
Were you going to say the king?
Yeah.
This is the king. And who do you think this is, the man kneeling down?
The
This is the servant. Very good. And did the king forgive his servant? Do you remember how much money the servant owed the king? How much did he owe him?
A lot.
Yes? It was 10,000 talents, or millions and millions of dollars. This part of the story helps us see how the Lord forgives us when we pray to him and ask him for help, no matter how serious the sin is that we committed. If we ask the Lord for help, he will help us every time, just like forgiving a debt of millions and millions of dollars. Now, do you remember the second part of the story? Do you remember what the servant then went and did with the man who owed him money? What did he do to him? It was not very nice.
He didn't pay him.
He didn't pay him, but what did the servant do to the man who owed him money? What did he do? Do you remember?
He choked him.
Do you see this picture? Now that isn't very nice, is it? He was just forgiven by the Lord, this man, and then he went and treated someone who owed him just a little bit of money very badly, didn't he? That's the second part of the parable that the Lord spoke about. So when we think about forgiveness, how often should we forgive?
All the time.
Now think about when you've done something that you shouldn't do and you've been forgiven. Can you think of a time when you've done that? Just think in your head. What does it feel like when your parents forgive you, or a brother or sister or a friend, they forgive you? Doesn't that feel good inside? When you've been forgiven for something you know you shouldn't do. Now think about how you can make another person feel if you think that same way about them. And which one of these pictures is that like? Is that like this picture or this picture?
This one.
That's right. Because the Lord forgives us so we can learn how to forgive others. And when we say the Lord's Prayer, we can remember that part about debts. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And we can think about this story. Amen.